This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Over the past number of months, discussions concerning the potential arrival of an economic recession turns our attention to the inversion of the U.S. yield curve. Wait, let's take a step back. What is an inverted yield curve and why is it important? Well, simply put, the yield curve is the line representing the offered yields on government bonds across maturities from 1 month to 30 years. Under normal market conditions, investors are paid less to lend money over a shorter term than a longer term, which makes sense given that the longer the lending period, the more risk there is on the borrower's ability to repay or the more risk in changing financial circumstances and missed opportunity costs. However, in our current environment, the opposite is happening. For around a year now, short-term interest rates have been higher than long-term interest rates. Investors are paid more to lend over a shorter period than a longer period. Historically, since 1970, we've seen about seven instances of a U.S. yield curve inversion, and each time it has ended with a recession. This most recent period marks the eighth time this has happened in the last 50 years. Although this paints a rather bleak economic picture, there is a silver lining. The yield curve is a very famous, well-known, and globally recognized indicator, so its implications are widely understood and often factored into stock market valuations. Today, let's switch gears and examine what the current yield curve landscape signifies for prudent or moderate investors, specifically regarding their bond portfolios. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of July 10th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Our first area of focus with respect to the yield curve is timing. Historically, the span from yield curve inversion to recession averages 11 months, but it can be as long as 22 months as witnessed in 2006 to the 2008 recession. The current curve inverted first last July, but just last week, it has hit its highest inversion since 1981. The market's forecast of future central bank interventions has shifted dramatically in the last couple of months. Earlier expectations of interest rate cuts and a return to an accommodative monetary policy by the Federal Reserve have waned and resulted in a surge in interest rates across the spectrum, but mostly within short-term rates. As of recording, the 10-year rate in the United States sits at approximately 3.8%, while the 2-year rate is over 4.5% at about 4.6, 4.65. This indicates that the market is predicting a higher Fed funds rate for longer. Despite the recent rise in rates, fixed income assets have managed to generate positive returns this year. The reason for that is that for the first time in a while, bonds are actually paying an attractive yield. Now, this might sound odd, but over the past decade, bond returns were predominantly driven by capital gains, as interest rates fell, pushing the price of the bonds higher, as opposed to the interest income with rates that stood at very low levels. And in some cases, bonds had a negative yield. This was a courtesy of an uber accommodative central bank policy post the 2008 financial crisis and a poorly thought experiment with negative yields that largely failed to produce any inflation. But since 2022, the tables have turned. Central banks applied the brakes to the inflation-driven environment by massive monetary expansion through interest rate increases. This has been the case in Canada, in the United States, and many areas around the world. And while this had a negative outcome for bonds in 2022, the end result has been a return to income generation within bond portfolios. Looking ahead, we see a path where bondholders continue to be rewarded for their patience of the last couple of years. Historically, the impact of monetary policy changes on the real economy take about 18 months to materialize. So what that means is we're only 16 months into this rate hiking cycle, suggesting that the policy impacts may become more evident in global economies towards the end of the year or into 2024, and possibly prompting central banks to adopt a more patient approach. We believe in the meantime, bonds offer upside across the three most likely potential economic outcomes. First, in the event of a soft landing recession or moderate recession, bonds could outperform. They could perform quite well due to a combination of income and capital gains as yields remain stable or modestly fall from current levels. Secondly, should the economy slump into a hard landing or deeper recession, bonds would likely benefit from the deeper interest rate cuts and a return to a friendly central bank environment. Third, if the economy remains in its current state of modest growth with an element of uncertainty, the income generated from the current yield should continue to remain favorable. Bonds have taken quite a hit in recent years. However, we wouldn't advise treating them as a four-letter word. Multiple scenarios could transform them into winners in the forthcoming years. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.